97.9.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, Duval. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. Happy Father's Day weekend to everyone. And we thank you for tuning in this morning on this beautiful Saturday, Dr. Danford. Good to see you in the studio this morning.
Oh, it's good to be here on Father's Day weekend. And I know we got, Larry's out in Seattle?
Out in Seattle, yes.
What's the temperature out there, Larry?
Shoot, it's about 60. that's a heat wave for us at this time of the morning. You know, it's still 50s, whatever. But it's all good. You know, we're going to be up in the 80s today and the rest of the week. So it's feeling like Jacksonville in the fall.
Oh, okay. I know one thing.
Without the humidity.
We're getting some rain every day.
Yes, and humidity.
Really? Oh, wow. Hey, look, and you guys talk about me all the time, about the rain in Seattle. It hasn't rained since we've been here. So that's a good thing.
And hoop to do.
I told him to hold it off until we leave.
So. Okay.
but good morning, John and Doc, and good morning, Jacksonville, and happy Saturday, Duval.
Yes.
You know, it's great to be alive and well, and, you know, without the Lord on our side, where would we be?
That's right.
You know, so it's just a good day. And happy Father's Day weekend 2018, man. We made another year, Doc and Steve.
Yes. Happy Father's Day. I want to give a shout out to my husband. Happy Father's Day. Wonderful father and husband. And we want to open up the lines this hour for anyone who wants to call in and give a shout out to their dad or a father figure or a father role model in your life, someone who's been very influential in a positive way. So you can call 296-2251 to share that.
Absolutely, and we want to make sure that you all know that the lines will be open throughout the show. So 296-2251, happy Father's Day, happy Dad's Day. You know, it's from my perspective as a dad and, you know, a granddad now, and, you know, it's a wonderful deal. One of my youngest grandson graduated from high school, gave a commencement speech Thursday afternoon in Seattle, so we were really proud of him and always.
All right, congratulations!
Thank you. To see our young people doing well, and especially our young black men. You know, there's such a challenge growing up black in America these days. So, especially for our young men, and I just keep saying that because, you know, it is what it is. We need to have you know, all of our parents engaged, and Doc, you know as well as I do, being a dad yourself, I think. You know, it really takes a village to get these kids through school and then through life. And it, being a parent, it never ends. It's always, you'll always be once a parent, you're always a parent.
Once a parent, always a parent. Well, let me give a shout out to my dad, who is deceased. But I tell you, I am who I am because I had a great dad, a strong dad. And, you know, one that, you know, he took care of business as it relates to his children. And, you know, every day, and I just appreciate him. So I know you're in a good place, Dad. But thank you for being a great dad, and certainly we need more dads as we look at what's happening in this community. Mm-hmm. You know, I know and I hear it all the time that crime is down. I've seen and heard the statistics, Larry, but people are still getting shot. And I mean, not only in the inner city in the Northwest Quadrant, but, you know, of course, we had the three young men died over near the, what was that, University of North Florida and the town center. So, you know, we've got new officers. They're on the streets. We've got the shot spotter. We're mm-hmm. identifying the shots. And so
did they identify those dogs?
they identify where that a shot occurred. But, you know, since we're talking about crime, let me, we do have here, is listed in the paper, 300 people applied for the 100 school safety jobs. You know,
yes.
The governor and the legislature,
yes,
what, passed about $500 million, I guess, to create
the jobs and the crime prevention in the school system. Yes. So now Duval has 100 school safety jobs available, and they're anticipating more than 300 will apply for these jobs down at the school board for the upcoming school year.
Well, we're going to need them on the front page. What, gentlemen,
yes, I don't know. Well, will the school safety officers help with the lag in the reading and the math scores in Duval County Schools? No, Doc. That's
no.
Not going to help with that.
Well, Larry says that Duval schools continue to lag, and of course,
in state reading and math and, scores.
Right. And so we need to get Paula Wright over. See what's going on. Well, we have a new superintendent coming in now, Dr. Green. I'm sure that, you know, we need to give her some time also. Let's not expect her to take care of this in 6 months, Larry.
I think, you know, first of all, I want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to my deceased dad. You know, he was really my stepfather, but he raised me as his own, and a lot of people don't know that, but I never met my biological dad, so kind of bittersweet. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is. My dad, you know, did a great job, as Doc pointed out. His dad did with him. My dad raised me that way. You know, he instilled the work ethic and the things that I needed to be successful in life. And even though I didn't understand a lot of it during that time, you realize it as you get more mature in life and as you create a better relationship with God. But, you know, with the Duval Schools situation, it's the news you read and throughout the year, if you're listening to the pundits at the school district, everything is going well and schools are improving and so forth and so on. And I know these scores and percentages are the first wave of information to come, and that is only part of the grading that's done for the school. But, you know, I'm really kind of disappointed, Doc and Jarman, you know, based on if you look at the percentages in the reading, you know, Duval is last amongst the schools out here on the North Coast, and they're, I think, third or fourth from last in all of the counties out throughout the state of Florida. And, you know, we can say that we're waiting on our new superintendent to come, but she's not a magician. And, right. You know, it's going to take time to, you know, turn this situation around and get this district back where it needs to be. And you know, kudos to Chairman Wright, the Honorable Paula Wright, for you know helping in the process of getting this new superintendent. But you know, we were promised some of the same things. I was just coming here at the same time Dr. Vitti arrived, and I thought he was going to do a great job. And you know, it just seems like he used this as a stepping stone to something bigger and better, or getting back home. So, anyways, all that being said, I know we must be coming up on a break.
Yeah, but, plus we have a call. No, we have a call now.
We have a caller, but I did want to just inform the listeners that even with the scores, that the biggest concern is third and fourth grade reading. You know, so if you have an upcoming, you know, third grader, I mean, you know, we talk about early intervention all the time. We have to do something early. You know, reading starts very young.
What are you doing with your kids?
Oh, well, we started young, you know, reading to them and talking to them and encouraging them to use words or sign language to communicate with us. And our son in second grade is reading on the fifth grade level. Wow. So it's
possible.
So he's
not spending a lot of time with games.
He doesn't spend a lot of time with games. He gets his privileges with that, but he's not just zoned in on it all day. That's not where he spends his time. And I know we do have a caller. We have a caller in line. All right, caller, good morning.
Good morning, Jamron. This is your auntie, Chris, all the way up in Huber Heights, Ohio.
Oh, hi, good morning, auntie. Oh, wow. How are you?
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
We wonderful, Jess and I listened, and this morning I didn't even realize he was listening like this, and I was doing something. He said, what time Jarman come on?
Well, tell Uncle I said Happy Father's Day. I appreciate that.
I think he might hear you. I came in the great room, and I left the phone in the bedroom. But I just want to wish all the fathers a happy, happy Father, God bless day, and also my Father in heaven, we want him to rest in peace in heaven on this Father's Day, Jarman, your grandfather.
Yes.
And we just want to wish everybody the best. We listen to you all, and you have such a great show. And also, down there in Jacksonville, you all are doing a wonderful work, and we just want to let you know that.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Thank you, Auntie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, Larry, I'm here.
All right, Auntie, thanks. God bless you.
Little clap there, yeah. Oh, John, all right. Yes, you got him up in Ohio listening to
it. Yes. Big time.
Good day to the fathers there in the studio.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Uh-huh. All right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes. All right. So we appreciate that call. That was very encouraging. And I just want to let the listeners know, like Larry and Doc have already said, that their fathers are in heaven. So is mine. But our greatest father is God Almighty. So we just give him Amen. Honor and praise.
Amen.
And we're going to go to a break. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
I can go, your love won't find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. No place I could fall, your love couldn't catch me. You see it all, you see it all through the eyes of love. Oh,
yeah, everywhere I go, your love is always there, making me, molding me, showing me how much you care. Sometimes it feels like I'm running, you're chasing me down. But no matter how far I stray away, you're always around. Because you sit high and you look low, you stuck with me even though my right mind I was out of. Did a lot of things I'm not proud of, but your grace is sufficient, your mercies endureth forever. So how do we receive it? Can we earn it?
No.
Can we buy it?
No.
We just have to believe it. Call me crazy, say I'm freaking out, but I get goosebumps just thinking about how many times I should have been in jail or dead, but instead you pull me out. When people see me at my worst, you still see me at my best. They only love me when I'm on top, but you can love me through my mess. That's what you call blessed.
No place I can go, your love wouldn't find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. No place I can fall, your love couldn't catch me. You see it all, you see it all through the eyes of love.
Thank you.
still cry up at night, wondering why I feel so worthless, I feel so hopeless. But you give me purpose, you give me boldness to stand up and be righteous, even when people don't like it. Every day I know who Christ is, not only when I'm in a crisis. See, I used to be tripping, I would never listen, but sometimes we gotta lose it all just to get our attention, and that's why I mention. Call me crazy, say I'm freaking out, but I get goosebumps just thinking about how many times I should have been in jail or dead, but instead you pull me out. When people see me at my worst, you still see me at my best. They only love me when I'm on top, but you can love me through my mess. That's what you call bless.
No place I can go, your love when you find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. No place I can fall, your love wouldn't catch me. You see it all, you see it all.
All right. All yes. Right. Thank God there's no place we can go that he wouldn't find us and that he sees us through his eyes of love. So thank God for that. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, and I'm in the studio with Dr. Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams from Seattle. And we are back just celebrating, having fun in the studio on this Father's Day weekend. And
what are we having fun about?
We're having fun about all the things that, and the gifts and things that you're probably going to be showered with, and my husband's going to be surprised with. So hopefully, you know, you didn't receive a baby daddy card, you know, a baby daddy greeting card.
Wow.
Did you hear about that, Dr. Danford?
There's some
controversy with these baby daddy cards. People are offended.
You know, sometimes racism is very subtle.
You think it's racist? Mm-hmm. Baby daddies are in every ethnicity and color, though.
Yeah, but you guys
already know that Hallmark always finds a way to make money off of our people and especially the baby mama daddies, because they're gonna go out and spend more money than the real dads. But anyways,
okay, Larry.
Well, they pull the cards, okay? So I'm not sure if they just stop.
Jama, I think though, and you got to tell me what you think, But I think if we're gonna have somebody putting out some baby daddy mama cards, then there need to be some folks that like us. Why didn't we come up with that idea? So we get mad when somebody else comes up with it and take a marketing opportunity on it, but. I'm not mad at Hallmark. I'm mad at us for not having that creativity and producing those cards ourselves.
We should have done that first. That was a small business opportunity for someone. But we see also, moving on from the baby daddy, we see that locally, Mayor Lenny Curry is looking to demolish the Jacksonville Landing to make it a new riverfront park. So that sounds interesting.
Well, he has to first get the land. I mean, it's we can have all types of plans, but it says in the paper, Larry, here that where will the landing land? And of course, the mayor is proposing that we put another park there. Park may not be bad. Then we can put all the Confederate statues up there. And then when people ride by on their boats, then they will be able to salute the Confederate generals.
Oh wow, Doc. Hey, but I hear you, and it's just unfortunate that the Slayman family and the city couldn't arrive at an amenable agreement to develop that landing, as it appears that everyone, including the Downtown Investment Authority, the chamber, and the council members as well, believe, and I'm sure most of the citizens of Jacksonville believe that the landing needs a facelift, and if not totally demolished and redone. Mm-hmm. But again, folks that, you know, the Slayman family has rights also, and they're defending their rights. I see where the city has acquiesced on the demand that the Slayman family purchase the attached garage and are reimbursing them. They haven't said that whether they're going to reimburse them their total dollars, but they are going to reimburse them for building the park and garage. So, and that's all part of the city's strategy to reclaim the landing and the park and garage at the same time. I'm not sure whether the Slayman, and I'm sure they are aware of, you know, that legal tactic that the city is using. But Doc and Darwin, the mayor has some really good attorneys down there working for him. I mean, they win most time, and I understand from folks that know Mayor Curry personally is that, you know, he believes in winning is not just something that you do, but it's everything. You got to win in everything, and so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I hope that the Slayman family is well compensated if they do have to relinquish the above ground rights to the city, back to the city, so that they can build their own park, and I guess it'll be called Curry Park or something.
Curry Park.
How does that affect? How would this affect local taxpayers then? Like if it's demolished and it is a new riverfront park, are taxes going to pay for that? Is that how that works?
Of course. Larry, I guess you were. You left, and of course,
it's taxpayers' dollars.
You left town, and of course, the big news is the district was approved. The city council passed the district.
Minute.
Yeah.
Oh wow! I thought you were talking about the school district.
No.
Didn't pass. Yeah.
You know, the district, Peter Rummel's multi-million dollar plan across on, I guess it's the South Bank. So we're going to have the district. We're going to have Sean Kahn's entertainment district. Then we're going to have the Landing. Man, Jacksonville is popping.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about shooting. Well.
popping it all around, huh?
Well, check out. I mean, they've had three transgender individuals.
Yeah, shootings locally.
To be shot in Jacksonville, and I was asking Jarman, are they targeting them because of their sexual orientation? Why are they getting shot?
Anything
about that, Larry?
No, they don't have any baby daddy mamas.
Golly, Larry. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doc.
So you couldn't, help that way.
Larry, we know it's legal out there, man, okay?
That along with a lot of other stuff.
Yes, you're in a liberal place. So this is probably not happening out in Seattle. I don't know whether they're being targeted. But even if they are, no race, ethnicity, you know, a choice that a person makes should cause them to lose their life. So if they're being targeted or mistreated, that is not the way to be. So I'm not sure. Larry said he doesn't know anything about it. I don't know, Doc. If you have an answer to that, you can certainly call in at 296-2251. And remember, you can call in to give shout outs to your father or someone who has been a father figure in your life, a positive role model.
So, well, I tell you, I'm hopeful that I'm a good father.
Do your children tell you that?
Yeah, I would like to be considered a great father. Mm-hmm. What about you, Larry?
I know I am already. if you don't believe me, ask me.
Oh gosh, my father was a great, great dad as well. He was there for us. You know, he grew up in that generation where they really believed in, you know, dads being the provider. So yeah, he worked very hard. and made sure that we were able to, you know, enjoy things and travel. And he wasn't a big disciplinarian, though, so all spankings came from mom. But
those were the worst with those switches. Boy.
Yes, with the switches.
Shoot.
I know.
Children these days don't know what a switch is.
Yeah, speaking of children and baby mama, daddies, and what about these daddies? What about these young daddies, Larry? I mean, you know, we need to encourage them to take more responsibility for these children, man. They're just, they're off the chain.
Let's put it like this, Doc, okay? There are a lot of young fathers out there doing the right thing and doing, you know, what they're supposed to do. So let's give some credit to those guys as well, as the ones who get all the publicity, the ones who aren't. Okay,
right.
So, you know, let's try to encourage those that are doing well to continue doing well. And the ones that aren't, you know, we need to, you know, have you step up as a man, you know, and as a father and a dad, you know, whether you're living with your baby mama or not, that doesn't make any difference. They're still your responsibilities as well as theirs. And so, you know, step up to the plate and be a man and be the role model that someone once tried to be for you, whether you listen and learn or not. You know, someone was trying to instill into you the great things of being a father. Concerns, Doc, and as you mentioned, you know, you talked about it. I think you're a great dad, and I think that I know that your children believe that you are. And but we need more positive role models as fathers and men, mm-hmm. you know, who take care of their family. And we both grew up in that area, you know, during that time when, you know, being a dad was as important as graduating from college. You know,
right.
So, you know, it was very important. It's still important.
And it's still important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to plant the seed, you know, help it grow.
Absolutely. As the word says in Psalm 103, the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. So, you know, we have a lot of men out here who don't know how to be a father. So
they have to look to the Lord. Did you wear your collar this morning?
Thank you, Doc. I was about to say it. Well, I'm enlightening.
All right. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. We'll be back. And Father's Day weekend.
All right.
Pour your oil on me. Let it fall down on me. From the top of my head to my feet. Want your glory, I want your glory, I want your glory. Here's my heart, and here's my soul. Holy Spirit, come in. Fill me with your consuming fire. I want your glory, want your glory.
Call for.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, here in the studio with Dr. Danford. And joining us on the line from Seattle is Larry Williams.
All if right, it had back. Not been for Happy the Lord Father's on Day our weekend. Side.
Yes, sir. Where would we
I'm
be?
I'm here with the baby daddies, having a good time.
The liberal baby daddies. Well, yes,
they take care of this. But Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody, and this is the Empowerment Hour. The lines are open. If you want to call in and do a shout out to your dad, your father, or someone who's been a positive father figure in your life, it's 296-2251.
And Larry, we do
2251.
We do have a caller. Speaking All of right. Having callers, so good morning, caller.
Good morning.
All right, welcome to the Empowerment Hour.
Yeah. Hey, just wanted. Share some facts about me and my wife. We have a business inside the Jacksonville Landing. It's more of a political stunt. I have more of the backdrop. Tony Slayman backed Mayor Alvin Brown, and he didn't back Mayor Lenny Curry. And I know everybody knows Tony Slayman affiliation, the Republican, but he's more or less a business owner. And so The tidbit a lot of people don't know here in Jacksonville, the press release came out right before the Jazz Festival. And a lot of people are not aware, the Tony Slayman Enterprise, did their own Jazz Festival. The city pulled the Jazz Festival away from the Landing. I walked to the Hemming Plaza. They had 300 people. The Jazz Festival that was at the Landing had 2,500. It's more of a political push, more or less, and we got to get back to, you know, listen to the business owners. A lot of business owners lost revenue from them pulling the Jazz Festival from Lent. Now, we did successfully well, even though the city did a press release about the negative Atlantic. People travel from South Carolina to Atlanta. That's the type of shoppers we have. So we got to think more metropolitan city. We're the only city put out a poor press release before a major event. New York, Atlanta, we never talk about negativity of any such when you're getting people coming to the city to spend money. And so we got to get back to what's right for the business owners here on the First Coast.
All right.
So excuse me, you say you're a business owner there?
Yes.
Yeah, me and my wife have Upscale Boutique. Right? Okay. And we've been recognized as one of the top boutiques in Jacksonville. And when you look at the boutique, it doesn't look like it looks like something you see in Ponte Vedra or Sawgrass. It has a unique mm-hmm. style of fashion and handbags. And we get a lot of visitors from the Omni, also the Hyatt, who travels from out of town. So right. My opinion,
so
we need to put...
How's business been for you over the past 6 months?
We've been well. Wife's background is marketing, so we create a buzz. We don't wait for no one to create a buzz for us. We've been in business over 5 years. She has a marketing background. I have a marketing background. Trust me, you guys need to come out and check out the shop. It looks like something you see in Avondale.
What is the name of the shop, sir?
It's called Accentuate.
Okay. All right. Let's shout out for Accentuate. We'll stop by and check it out. We appreciate you giving us a buzz this morning, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great Father's Day.
Oh, all right, you too.
Bye.
Jarmin, so...
So, Dr. Danford, we were talking about some of the school safety officers and things that are going on, more police officers. Well, just to let our listeners know, there were a couple of fake cops reported making traffic stops on I-95.
To nurses, huh?
Yeah, to nurses. I don't know if they were targeting nurses.
They were trying to get a date.
They were trying to, I don't know what they were trying to do, but what they're doing is asking for their driver's license, but then giving it back to them. So, you know, I'm wondering, are they stealing identities or grabbing addresses to come back to?
Discovered that one of the not perpetrators, one of the guys is in fact a detective, works for the sheriff's office.
Okay, so one of the guys was undercover.
Right.
So okay, yeah. but the other one was not. So he just randomly stopped this lady and perpetrated being a sheriff or a police officer.
Yeah.
So just, you know, be aware of who's pulling you over, you know, notice whether they have a legitimate ID badge, you know,
wait,
a uniform.
Well, okay, you mentioned badge. Larry, your buddy up in Waynesburg, Georgia, Sheriff Williams. What is his name?
Oh, yes. Alfonso Williams.
Alfonso Williams, of course, he sent us an honorary sheriff badge.
All right, don't be out there.
Wait a minute now. I was, you know, when we were up in Augusta when I rode through Waynesburg. I tell you what, they were giving tickets left and right. I had my badge ready.
Oh,
I was going to flip that thing.
You were going to use that. Get out.
I was going to flip that.
Don't use that badge. Here we go. Oh, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry.
Hey, look, if you got stopped there, all you had to do was say the name, and you was covered.
Covered in jail?
He gave you his card. That was to get out of jail free card. You can only use it once, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you only get a one get out of jail free
card. Happy Father's Day to Sheriff Williams up in Burke County, Georgia. I know he might be listening today.
Yes. Correct. And if you...
We have listeners all over the world from the, you know, listening to the Empowerment Hour. So
yes.
Big shout out to all the dads this weekend. And,
yeah,
and,
my buddy down in Australia, well, he's online. He, you know,
right.
He's mm-hmm. checking us out down
That's
there.
That's right. You can catch
wow,
us streaming
in Australia.
Live on...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can catch us streaming live at praise1079.com. So,
yes.
You know, get the app.
You can download the app.
Saturday morning.
Yes, you can download the app on your iPhone or Android device, and you can stream on the web. Well, if anyone is traveling this weekend for Father's Day and they were headed to Daytona, there was a report of that roller coaster over there that derailed. And we actually rode that roller coaster, Dr. Danford. Let's see, it was Mother's Day weekend. We were over there and I looked at that roller coaster and I said, is it operable?
Apparently not.
And I questioned it. I really did. And I was, I mean, the whole time, I'm like, Lord, this thing looks really rickety. And
did you,
and
then, did you ride it?
Though? I did.
All
against
right.
Well, my better judgment. So thank God it didn't happen to us. And prayers go out to these people who are injured from that. But, you know, the things that people do, you know, just for that money. You know, just to continue to keep that ride operating, and it could have cost someone's life. So
but it's now it's going to cost them a lot of money.
Right, they could get some lawsuits.
Yes.
Well, I can't ride on them because my heart is too weak. The last time, last time I went on a ride down at Disney with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I was dying.
Oh, okay, yes. It's time.
Wow.
It's time not to write. Yes.
I mean, when you are screaming and nothing is coming out.
Well,
your mouth is open. Your facial expressions and you're yelling, but nothing is coming out.
All right. Well, this is Praise 107.
That could be pretty frightening.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to go to another music break. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
Roller
the
coaster.
Ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Danford, and on the line with us is Larry Williams. We are up on our final segment, and this is the time for our Entrepreneur Corner, where small business owners can call in and give a shout out, let the community know about any services or products that you offer, as well as any events that are going on. And we still have the lines open for giving a shout out to fathers. I thought we would have had a few more calls to give shout outs to fathers, because I know there's just some wonderful fathers in this city and in this state. So we gotta give shout outs to our fathers on this wonderful Father's Day weekend.
Right. We should mention of course former now City Councilman Reggie Brown. Certainly, he's a father. We wish him the best on Father's Day. I know he has some challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I see where he has requested
a public defender.
Yes, they're in the process of having to choose an attorney or public defender to represent them.
Well, these lawyers are expensive. If you you've got to have some dough, and I'm not talking about the Pillsbury
or the donut dough that you bring.
I'm not talking about the donut dough.
And you didn't bring any this morning, so I'm a little disappointed.
Well, okay.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. First and foremost, I would like to thank y'all for being so informative about the things that's going on in Jacksonville.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is the panel of Happy Father's Day, but I want to talk my father. He wasn't with us, but then when you have older brothers that step up to take their place, so I want to give a shout out to my brothers who stood over me and empowered me and strengthened my life. And then I want to give the greatest shout out to the Father that created all of us.
Yes. All right.
Without him, none of us would be on this planet.
That's right.
All right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling
Jacksonville
and sharing.
Tell your fathers, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. And the mothers helped too.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Happy Father's Day.
Bless you.
And Jarman.
Yes.
Going back to your point, people calling in on for Father's Day, but fathers are used to following Mother's Day, and you know, all the money is spent and made.
A phone call is free. So
we're used to the large gifts that we traditionally get.
Yeah, well, you get a baby daddy card. It's
well,
okay.
I get I get a text. I won't get a call. Hey, Larry, I won't get a call. I get a text. Hey,
I know, Doc. I have some kids too.
Well, we're in the era of text messages. Hey, it's no.
Like, sometimes you want to hear them say they love you.
Say that, Doc. Say that again.
You want them to say, "I love you, Dad."
Yeah, and you want to hear it.
You want to hear it, not read it on a text.
Well, right. Well,
especially if you're in the next bedroom.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. I know Larry. I know you definitely coach to pick up the phone and call and not text message each other. We have a speech therapist we work with. She says me and my kids don't communicate anymore. We just text everything. I don't even have conversations with them.
Happy Father's Day. It's so easy, isn't it not?
Yeah, we have another call there.
All right. They can say Happy Father's Day.
All right. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Morgan Danford. I wanted to tell my daddy Father's Day.
Oh. Yay, see? Ask me, you shall receive. Thank you, Morgan, for calling in, giving that shout out.
I know, Morgan.
Your dad really appreciate this.
Oh, thank you, Morgan. I need to check my pocket, see what's...
No, I'm headed to work.
She's headed to work.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, baby. I love you.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. We have another call on the line. All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. What do you want to share with us this morning?
How are you all this morning?
We're doing wonderful. How are you?
I am well. I've missed you all. This is Sharon calling from Two Saints Restaurant and Grill.
Yeah, where have you been? We thought you had closed.
She was swamped. They had all that business, so she's just busy.
We have not closed, and yes, we have been busy. I know it's only the, 16th day of June, but June has been a very busy month for us.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys thank you. I want to say Happy Father's Day to the dads, the dads in the studio, those that are active dads. Inactive, get active.
That's right.
I thank God for our dads today. So Two Saints says, amen. Happy Father's Day. Come and see us on tomorrow. 2 for $20 specials tomorrow.
Right.
And today, actually, if you order a steak dinner or a steak, cake, and eggs breakfast, You get a special treat with that as well. So you have to come and see. Come check us out. 8968 103rd Street. And we love you guys. Please give me your address. I need you guys' address.
Okay. Do you know the address to the
903 West Union Street. For me, however, tomorrow's Father's Day.
Yeah, she said come out for the special.
So I know my wife Joyce is going to do some salmon croquettes for me tomorrow morning.
You know, get to have the jokes. Awesome.
Salmon croquettes and grits and two scrambled eggs, real light.
Well, that's wonderful.
You said 903 West Beaver Street?
West Union,
and I would have to make an attention to the Empowerment Hour.
Yeah, oh, okay. Thanks
so much.
All right, God thank you, Sharon. God bless you. All right, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Others can do like Two Saints does and call in and promote their business at 296-2251, 296-2251. Happy Father's Day. You got some Father's Day specials going on in your business. Let the listeners know you're reaching about 80,000 people, so take advantage of it and get your word out. This is a promotional opportunity. It's not afforded everyone.
And especially this weekend, if you're a restaurant, you know, people are looking to take their Father's out to eat and, you know, give a shout out to
him. Larry, I had dinner over at Dex and Angie over at in Arlington.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nice little restaurant behind Taco Bell.
Okay.
They got some good wings.
Good people over there, too. So.
All right. We have another caller on the line.
Yeah, we have another caller.
Yep. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yes. What would you like to share with us this morning?
I would like to say Happy Father's Day to my dad, Deacon Thomas Martin in Jacksonville.
Okay.
From Mariah.
All right.
He actually took me in at age 5. I was not his daughter, but he loved me like I was his own.
Oh.
And he's been there every step of the way. And then I want to also wish Bishop Lorenzo Moore a Happy Father's Day. He's been my spiritual father since I was age 13. So again, thank you to Bishop.
Since you mentioned Bishop, our Bishop McKissick Jr. had some surgery, and so we're wishing him a Happy Father's Day. Hope everything is going well, and so he can get back to preaching the word.
All right,
amen.
All right. Thank you for calling. We have another caller on the line, Steve. All right. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike from Accentuate. Just want to wish everybody Happy Father's Day. And we have a special sale on men's ties, fragrances for Father's Day.
All right.
Jacksonville Landing.
You said ties and fragrances. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mike.
Hey, do you sell Creed over there?
Creed.
What is Creed? I don't even know what that is.
That's cologne.
Okay, that's an inside man.
With Apollo Creed, what type of Creed?
He said it's a cologne.
Hey, lower your radio.
We can get it for you guys.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right,
okay,
bye.
We have one more caller we can take. Good morning, caller.
I need Creed today.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Terry Jones. I'll create a prayer pillow.
Yes, all right.
I just want to say Happy Father's Day to my lovely husband, who is just awesome.
All right.
And I just thank God for blessing me with him and blessing our children and grandchildren to have such a great role model, Thomas Henry Jeff.
All right. Well, thank you. And this is Create a Prayer Pillow. And how can people reach you?
904-537-3047. Get your kneeling prayer pillow.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Any fathers need some healing prayer, go down and get your pillows.
Yes. Order a pillow for Father's Day. You've been wanting one. You should have told your wife and your children you wanted a pillow.
I have mine
She said that's right.
Larry, you have yours.
I have mine already. I had it since I was a little boy. But anyways...
All right, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown and Peanuts walking around with that blanket.
He had a blanket.
No, with my pillow.
He had a pillow.
Oh, he had a pillow.
Pillow that had.
That's what I use when I drive up and down the coast.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I want to wish everyone a Happy Father's Day and all the dads and fathers out there. And, enjoy your weekend and celebrate one time for me, please.
Yeah, and also all the fathers that are in prison. You know, we've got a lot of men, fathers, that are somewhere, and, you know, let's think about them. And